God, aliens are attacking. What do we do, guys?
No, we'll break for peace. Maybe there's still a chance they'll listen.
Fire every missile we have at that godforsaken mothership. And pray to God that it works.
No, none of these ideas are going to work. I've got it. What we need to do is tell every citizen to leave their homes naked and just tell them to have sex with toasters in the street. The aliens will be so confused, they'll just sod off.
If you'd like to see the alternate takes on political issues ranging from big to small, subscribe to A New World Order podcast at www.thatsnotkindofproductions.com/A New World Order. This is People of Unthalas, and I am your friendly neighborhood dungeon master, Zane C. Weber. And with me at the table this evening to make up some fun NPCs that they may or may not have to fight in the future are my players,
Jack,
Sebastian,
and Nick.
And Miranda!
Miranda's not here.
Damn it.
Nor is Isaac.
And Isaac.
Christmas the force is weak. Yeah. His force is weak with them.
They're on a date.
All right, so I've passed out your inspiration material. It is another one from our friend Matt Garbett.
I love him.
I thought the artwork looked familiar in style. So
yeah.
He sent through a few,
and I love them all, so you're going to see a fair few of them.
Just multiple times.
No, different ones each time. Because he's done a couple of monthly challenges, and so there's like a picture a day for 2 months now. It's very impressive. But who wants to describe what you're looking at?
Red-headed ranger female holding a bow that looks like it could be antlers.
Yeah.
But I think it's wood.
She's also half flamingo.
Black iron
sword. Why is she half flamingo?
She's standing on one leg like flamingos often do.
Maybe she's trying to like mimic a flamingo and the flamingo is
her pet. How does that affect her genetic makeup?
I'm not here to judge Zane. I'm just here to point accusations at people.
Zane.
Right, well, who has a name? Who is this woman? This person? This archer? This sword wielder? This one leg standing person?
Rampant Rudy. Her beast companion is a dire flamingo.
Okay.
Hence the way she's standing.
Because she can only communicate with it via body
interpretive
language.
Interpretive
dance. Yeah.
She doesn't enjoy it, but you know, she does it.
Rampant Rudy, why is she an Unthalas?
She escorts traders from A to B, places like that, through goblin infested areas.
In Unthalas?
No.
There are goblins?
No.
Okay.
There's like trade hubs that she meets up at.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, how did she get the scar on her head?
She actually fell while hiking.
Oh.
These things happen.
Kind of a boring story.
Well, she's just a normal person. Like, she could totally exist in other life.
It's not a scar, guys. It's a brand. I'm going to build a
character and then name it.
Are you still going, are
you? The scar is actually a sentient tumor that is a wizard that screwed up with a spell and...
Not canon.
Okay.
ask me, it looks more like a sentient ringworm or something that's embedded in her forehead.
Hear me out, guys. I have a connection here. Look at her scar. Look at her bow. Look at the way her leg is bent. She is a human bow and arrow. Does no one else see this? I think it's quite obvious, right? She's bent her leg in the same shape that a bow is bent. She's holding a bow. And look at that scar. That scar is definitely a bow.
And
I feel like I'm talking to crazy people right now. You'll see this, right?
Maybe she's like a ranger version of Harry Potter. She's born with like the arrow scar on her head.
Okay, but what is this human bow's name?
Hannah,
the human bow.
Yep.
And why is she an Unthalas?
Oh, she's not. So she's actually on a banner. She is kind of like the aspirational point that all active archers go towards, you know, to be the bow, become the bow. And they all say, you know, do what Hannah would do. So she's kind of she's like an Uncle Sam sort of figure. Like she's not actually, it's not actually a real person.
And who made her up?
I'm going to say a guy named Franklin.
Why?
Because he wanted to inspire his children, or his students.
Right. So what you're saying to is be the just best. A big lie.
Like she's actually, yeah, it's just, it's all a lie just to inspire people to, you know, be the best archers they can be. Be like Hannah.
All right. Nick.
I don't have a name for her, but I have a story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I like this one already.
Okay. So she's a ranger and she's currently on the warpath for revenge. The bow that she uses is actually the antlers of her animal companion who was brutally slain, and she's now on a journey of revenge to avenge her poor animal companion.
What was the companion's name?
Trombody.
We'll say Furlong.
Furlong. And what's her name?
Her name is Sarah.
Sarah, the Revenging Ranger. And why is she an Umthalas?
She has been following the trail of the rich nobles who hunted her animal companion, and it has led her to Umthalas.
All right. So Rampant Rudy, Hannah the Human Bow, or Sarah the Revenging Ranger. This is a tough choice, everyone.
They're all shit.
I'm going to go with Rampant Rudy.
Yay!
So, I want a name of a trader or a caravan runner who has employed Rampant Rudy in the past.
Savacious Wilkes.
Savacious Wilkes.
Yep.
What does he trade in?
Trades in illegal dinosaur hides.
Illegal dinosaur hides specifically.
Yep. His front is red cabbages, though.
Are they illegal in Umthalas or
illegal,
outside?
They're illegal
Umthalas?
In Wilnistria, and right. They're illegal in Umthalas through treaties with Wilnistria.
Right. So, Savacious Wilkes, the dino hide trader.
Yes.
All right. What about you two?
Cliff Stevenson.
Cliff Stevenson. What does Cliff Stevenson trade in?
He works at the fiduciary.
Okay.
And he has employed her as a messenger.
Right. Okay, so not with the caravan.
Yeah, so while she's been travelling to places, he has asked her to carry messages.
Okay. Is he satisfied with her work?
Yes.
All right. Does he work at the main fiduciary or one of the sub...
He works at the main fiduciary.
Okay.
There's Ricky. He doesn't really trade. He kind of sees himself as like the supervisor of all the traders in that little area, like trying to make sure that they're all happy with each other, not being too like awkwardly competitive with each other. He wants it to be a real happy environment. And he just sort of passes by. He's like, you know, just he's present, but he doesn't really do that much.
He just wants everyone and to keep their prices
down. And why is he employed
down.
Her?
Not compete.
Is an enforcer.
Okay. So he wants everyone to be happy, and if they're not happy, he'll beat them.
No. He won't beat them. That's why he's an enforcer. But also, you know, it's not about muscling people into doing what you need them to do. He just needs there to be a reminder in the background, like, this is a happy place. Don't fuck with that.
All right.
So it's the gun you never want to have to use.
So she's the stick.
Yeah, correct.
All right. Well, that's Rampant Rudy. If you want to find out more about Matt Garbutt, you can find him on Twitter at ArtMonkeyMG. On Instagram at ArtMonkeyMG, on Patreon at ArtMonkeyMG. So patreon.com/ArtMonkeyMG. Or you can send him emails for commissions at skullmonkeycomics@gmail.com. So thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey everyone, I'm Jason.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Duffy.
Together, we are Yumi and Duffy.
We're three friends that know a little about a lot and everything about nothing.
Come join our kooky conversations.
We talk nerd and geek and pop culture across all mediums,
all while sharing a drink.
Search for us on social media. You know, that thing that the kids are doing.
We want to hear from all of you.
So if you want to know which one of us can only poop at Space Mountain, which one of us is a never nude,
or which one of us wants to be a supervillain,
then catch us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts or your podcatcher of choice.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
And as always,
you know what they say.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.